This thing is all. Tell me about the village and your home in New York. Where did you come from? What country?
Davidsfield. What do they call it? Poland. You know,
Poland.
That's actually Poland. You know, Davidsfield.
It was a small village?
Village. We had industrial. It was an industrial village, you know.
Were you
sitting
there? And what type of a house was it?
What do you mean a house? Home house, you know, how this, they lived in three homes, you know.
What about your family?
What?
Your family. You know, did you have any older brothers?
No, I'm the older.
Oh, you're the older. Any younger, any?
We were five boys, two girls.
What kind of work did you do there?
What kind of work?
Mm-hmm.
For 14 years I went to Haida. And after this I...
You know what Haida is?
He knows what Haida means, doesn't he?
What did your father do then?
Taylor.
Your father was a tailor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the language that you spoke in?
Well, Jewish, Polish, German, but Russian part, Russian, you know.
In school?
I'm going to tell you the truth, I didn't go to school, I went to Haida. We didn't have no school, but when I was small, the school burned up, you understand? So we took some time to build it up, you know. So we always had teachers who they were able to teach us the Hebrew and I, you know, otherwise we didn't have them.
Well,
the community, the community hired, you know, the Jewish that had the children. We had a capable teacher who took us into the
Yeah.
We were playing at 12 children together, you know, in middle school, I think, like in public school, you know.
And what was your religious life like?
Your religious life?
Well,
but from, you know what it means from?
Very much.
Religious. Religious, you know.
Very much.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And were there any non-Jewish people in the community?
Oh, yes. Of course, it was an industrial little town.
And did you go, how did they get along? With the Jewish people?
Sure, it's all wrong. That's why you have so many more Jews in our little town than the other. A kind of a factory that you have, you know, you have different people and people make their living just from the school, you know, in small towns, where they're Jewish lives, to make their living.
Did you belong to any groups or clubs over there?
No.
Any Zionist organization?
No.
And how did the government treat the Jews?
Terror. fits maybe the old Francis Joseph.
What did you think of America at this time?
A whole lot. That's why I came over.
And, well, how did you get these ideas to think of America?
Oh, people just come and go and, you know, and I heard so much of them. A lot of them before me had left, you know, and I wanted to go see.
What do you remember? What exactly it was that made you really want to come?
I think I had a total appeal to the army for my, you know, for a particular generation. And then what was the use to stay there? You know, we've seen that the future was not so good, you know. And I. And my mother, the last one, you know, she was a very good mother, and she'd seen I could get money to go to her. She'd seen, she was the one, you know, I would have to stay there.
Why did you go to New York? Because you wanted to go. Did you just leave that country and stay in another country for a while?
No, I just came back here.
And why exactly did the United States then?
Because all of us went here, came here, you know, all of whoever left
did
their
you
home.
Did you have any family that came before you? When
oh,
you,
yes, not close, uncles, and sure.
Were there any recruiters over there? Well, was there anybody that came over to talk to the people in the cities?
No, to campaign and to...
Yeah.
No.
Did you have a definite destination when you left Europe?
Yes. It's good. But that would be the biology.
Were there a lot of them here?
A good number.
Were you part of a group when you came to this country? And how did you travel? How did you leave your village last year?
Took it home and left.
And what port did you leave? And when you came over, how did you come for that then? On the boat, you know, do you remember what class you came in?
Third class, what are you thinking? Third class. What are you thinking? I'm going to build myself up.
who met you here in New York? Did you come to New York?
No.
You landed in New York?
I landed in the other side.
And Was there anybody there to help you, to give you directions, or what?
No, but from the Ellis Island, and Jewish Aid Society. Hold a letter here, and from Marius. I forgot the name of my card, you know. I'm sorry for something, then I have to know, I have to get it.
What did you bring with you when you left
your... Well, $16.
Oh, that's good.
That's nothing else.
Well,
it's
good money. I don't know
if it happens to you. I guess I don't have to ask you wrong. Is your name the same as it was in New York?
Yeah.
You know, the same?
Well, you and I, my name was Morris, and over there was Moses, you know.
What impressed you most when you came to the United States?
The heartbeat.
The what?
The heartbeat.
Now, when you got off the boat, what? Well, you looked around.
Nothing new, you know.
How did the people seem to you?
They were kindly.
And what impressed you first when you came to Pittsburgh?
It was in New York. I didn't have it in New York. I was only in Ellis Island. If in Ellis Island, I was shipped to it, you know.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
Yes. January 23rd, 1912.
And what else? What did you do?
The fish. I started to work for the manager for $2 a week.
Yeah, well, what did you do that first day? Do you remember?
First day I was tired, I was having my old night dinner, so I came to the Mellingers, and I was there and I was there.
You know the Mellingers?
No, I don't think you heard of them. Okay, I said, I feel like they
were.
I said, the old people Mellingers, not the old.
The food, what did you think?
The food was all right. It was very
mean. There were lots of relatives came to see you.
Yes.
Was there anything about life in the United States in the first 5 years that disappointed you?
No.
Was there any point in the first 5 years where you felt that you were unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No.
Did you ever feel that you wanted to go back to Europe? During that time, and, you know, give it all up.
No, in the year, in 1914, the war broke out. And after that, you know, I had a desire to go. I was more than glad I was here. See, the first World War broke out in 1914. I was only 2 years here.
After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished what you had, you know, set out to? Or that you would?
Well, not exactly, no. No, this is just my second attempt to not try anything. After the other session. But, you know, I would.